Alrighty guys, what is going up? I hope you guys are all having a great and an amazing day today. Now in today's episode, we're going to be talking about, is the stock market going to fall again? So I hope you guys enjoy it, and overall, I hope you guys learned something from this video, because that's the idea of all these videos, I'm trying to give you guys as much educational knowledge as I possibly can. So now if you guys have any questions, go ahead and ask them down below. And if you guys want to sign up with Moomoo, you guys can get a free stock just by signing up, completely free. That will be down below as well. So now let's jump into it, roll the intro. Let's go. Bam! So yesterday was one of the worst days since March, and the stock market fell nearly 1,800 points in a single day, which is absolutely crazy, but it's kind of, you know, one of those things where I think we all knew it was kind of coming. The reason why I say this is because right now unemployment is hitting record highs. You know, right now the unemployment rate is around 14%, which is absolutely crazy, and yet all the stock market indexes are up. You know, the NASDAQ just hit all-time highs, which is crazy because the unemployment rate hit all-time highs as well, and people aren't working. Also, a lot of people want to compare this to the Great Depression, and I kind of just want to get this out there that this is nothing like the Great Depression. The Great Depression unemployment rate was around 24%, and this is only around 14%. Which is still high, don't get me wrong, but it's not nearly as bad as the Great Depression. So I did see this cool little stat on the unemployment rate in stocks, so I felt like I should share it with you guys. So last year, the unemployment rate was around 3.7%, and the S&P 500 was around 2,885, which is really high. But this year, unemployment rate is over 13%, and the S&P 500 is over $3,000. So understand, like, this is unprecedented times with the Fed dumping money to try to save the stock market, and yet people aren't working, and all this debt that we are having, we're gonna eventually have to pay it back. It's just a matter of when. So here's kind of my thought process on this, is I want to get into these positions, yeah, because there's a lot of stocks right now that are very, very cheap. You know, let's go ahead and look at Carnival Cruise Line. Carnival Cruise Line is down over 90%, which is crazy. So a lot of people have this mentality of, okay, so if let's say 2020 was just a complete crap show for Carnival Cruise, and in 2021 they go ahead and they have the same number of revenue, and they have the same number of people working, same profit, stuff like that. Is the share price going to be the same as it was in 2019? I don't think it should be. The reason why is because all these companies right now are taking on a ton of debt, whether it's to pay their employees, whether it's to keep just their company afloat. And people have to understand that, you know, revenue isn't everything. You have to look at all the financials when you guys are evaluating a stock. Now, another thing that you guys have to look out for is earnings. You know, earnings season is coming up, and it's hard to get a gauge at where a stock should be at and where a stock is at. The reason why is because people aren't going out and spending a lot of money right now. I just saw this stat that said 35% of people are saving more money than they've ever saved, which is good. Yeah, they're saving money, but on the downside, they're not spending it to get the economy going again. So I do think earnings is going to be all jacked up. Also, another thing that you guys have to look out for is the second wave of this overall pandemic. A lot of experts kind of say that, you know, going into next fall, early next fall, there could be a possible new wave. And what's going to happen to the economy, all these stocks, if the overall pandemic goes back again? I do think it's going to really hit the economy really hard, and people are not going to be able to go back to work, and we're going to be pretty much starting from zero again. Now, another thing here is the presidential election. A lot of people want to say that the, you know, presidential election has no correlation with the stock market, but it kind of does. You know, if we go ahead and look at, you know, all these mega companies like Amazon doesn't pay any money in taxes. So imagine if we had a presidential candidate that wanted to make Amazon pay taxes. That's overall going to hurt Amazon company, because they're not going to be able to, you know, reinvest all that capital that they would have. Now, the next thing here, let's actually go ahead and look at the overall indexes. Let's look at the S&P 500 and see where some support, some resistance lines are. You know, see if we recognize any patterns. You know, should you buy into it now? Should you wait? What's going on with it? Let's go.
Alrighty guys, so we have ticker symbol VOO. This is Vanguard's S&P 500 ETF. So this just represents the entire S&P 500, which is the top 500 companies that's publicly traded in the United States. So I wanted to go ahead and show you guys this because there's some, you know, information that you guys need. So the very first thing is we got to look at just the overall chart here, volume and everything. So right now, do you guys see this yellow line here? This is what you call a 200 moving average line. The reason why I love this moving average line so much is because instantaneous, you can look at the chart and realize, okay, we do have this upward trend. Another thing too is when the stock is above it, it tends to act as a support line. When the stock is below it, it tends to act as a resistance line. So as you guys see that this stock, when it's above it, it's hit it multiple times and actually bounces as support. So you guys can actually see it. So now look at this. You know, we're coming in contact with this overall support line very, very shortly here. So do you guys think it's going to have a tendency to bounce? Realistically, it could. I do think that this overall, you know, this overall ETF and the S&P 500 could use this moving average line as an overall, you know, an overall support for this stock. But the thing about here is it fell below it. This was just back in March, is it fell below it and then it kind of came back up. And then since it was below it, it used it as resistance. So it hit it and sold off. Now, realistically, there was a lot of other things in this, you know, ETF and the whole economy that made this go down. But realistically, I do think that, you know, we're definitely going to have a lot more downside potential. Also, I called this out a couple of weeks ago saying that the overall economy could do a double tap. What this means is it comes in contact with the lows two times. It double taps it. So it comes in contact with it and bounces. It happened in the Great Depression and it happened in 2008. So I do think that this overall pattern could happen again. So that's why I went ahead and threw out an alert here, because if this stock falls or this ETF falls, I'm going to hop into this position. Another thing too is we have to look at the RSI, which is the relative strength index. Right now, a ton of corporations are extremely overvalued, in my personal opinion. The reason why I say that is because the earnings is all messed up. Like I was saying before, the earnings is not valuing the companies, and it's really going ahead and looking at, you know, the stock price is looking at the future. That's what it tends to do. It's not looking at kind of what's going on right now. So I do think a lot of corporations are extremely overvalued. And so I do think right now there's some downside potential, of course. You know, right now in the RSI, it was trading at a 77, which is very overvalued. That's probably why we got some sell-off. Now, right now, this is going to be a telltale sign of what's going to happen here. Right now, yeah, it's using this line as support, but if it falls below it, now we're going to have a lot more downside potential all the way to about $200. So do I think it's a fair buy to get into this right now? Here's the thing that I would recommend doing. You know, right now it's at $276. So if that's, say you guys want to get into this position and not look at it, you know, I think that's a fair thing to do, but you have to use the strategy called dollar cost averaging. So it's a really simple strategy, and it's one that I highly recommend for beginners who are just starting to invest. What you do, if that's, say you guys want to get a fair average price on this overall ETF, what you do is every month, every single day, you go ahead and you buy one of these ETFs. So what this does is if that's, say, 1 month, it falls all the way down to $200 and you buy one. And then the next month it goes up to about $250 and then $325. Your average price is going to be somewhere around $275, $280, if not $260, right in here. So you're still going to be up on profit, but you're just going to have a better average price. That's really what the dollar cost averaging does. And that's the strategy that I would highly recommend using for all of your ETFs. It makes it a lot more streamlined and a lot more easy, and so you guys can overall make more money. So that is it though. I hope you guys enjoyed the episode. And if you guys did, make sure you guys hit that like button. We'll see you guys tomorrow in another episode. Don't forget, if you guys have any questions, go ahead and ask them down below and I'll get back to all of you guys. So we'll see you guys tomorrow, guys. Take care. Bam.